Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us as he does it this time each week is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm feeling festive, excited for tonight's show. But before we do this week's show, let's clear up the challenge from last time. I said, think of a band with a famous song containing a weekday. Drop an S and change one of the other letters in the band's name to an A, and you can rearrange the letters to spell an 8-letter bird and a 4-letter bird. What are they? Well, the song was Ruby Tuesday, the band was Rolling Stones, and if you do all that other stuff, you can spell loon and starling.
All right, Ian, this time of year, many people send each other cards. Those cards often contain holiday greetings or newsletters, and sometimes they contain gift cards or checks. This week, we're sending to our listeners cards that contain trivia. Specifically, each correct answer this week will start with the letter C and end with the letters A-R-D. What four-word name is given to a ceremony that takes place outside Buckingham Palace four times per week at 11 a.m. during most of the year, and to one at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Arlington National Cemetery that takes place every half hour or every hour, depending on the time of year?
That is the Changing of the Guard.
That is right. And the website that explains what the Changing of the Guard is all about in front of Buckingham Palace contains this warning, and I quote, "Please don't stand in the way of the guards, as they will not stop or march around people who are impeding their progress."
I think that's good advice.
It was introduced in 1956 by Ford Frick and was originally given to one person per year until 1967, when his successor changed the voting so it was presented to two people per year, a tradition which continues to this day. A left-hander won it for the first time in 1957, and the first unanimous vote happened in 1963 for a person who 2 years later would become the first repeat winner. What is it?
Cy Young Award.
That's right. Along with Anne Boleyn, who is the other woman represented by the word beheaded in the famous sequence divorced, beheaded, died, annulled, beheaded, survived?
Oh, boy. Okay. Catherine Howard?
Nice. What nickname can be applied, for various reasons and at various times, to Janet Yellen, Whitey Ford, and Frank Sinatra?
Yeah, the chairman of the board.
That's right. And finally, what name fills in the blank in this section of a 93-member list? Witherspoon, Mirren, Blank, Winslet, Bullock, Portman. You may need to put on your rose-colored glasses for this one.
Oh, okay. La Vie en Rose. Marion Cotillard.
Cotillard is correct. She won the Best Actress Oscar, as did all of those other women, specifically for playing Edith Piaf in La Vie en Rose. That's right. Well, Ian certainly played all of his cards right this week. How well did you do? Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can let us know if you thought this week's show was a canard, and check out some extra credit questions or this week's challenge at WAMC.org. Mike?
Start with the phrase playing card. Rearrange the letters to spell a 5-letter word and a 6-letter word that are basically antonyms of each other. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you soon.